what was your experience like with Mike Shanahan at the Pro Bowl? He talked on Monday about the respect he has for you. What did you learn about from Mike Shanahan when you were at the Pro Bowl?
Well, it's always been a real privilege to go over there and play in that game, to be around some of the top players and, some of the top athletes in the world, but also had a chance to, be around some outstanding coaches from Tom Coughlin to, John Gruden to Fisher to Cowher and Coach Shanahan and his staff. It's not hard to see why they've been so successful for so many years. Even over there, I mean, you can tell what kind of coaches they have, and when you see good coaching going on, it starts with the head coach, and they're very detail oriented. So it was I enjoyed the week, and I enjoyed learning football from Coach Shanahan.
Peyton, obviously one of the big storylines of your offense against the Broncos has been how easily you've handled them in the playoffs. Obviously this year the Broncos defense was only allowing 2 touchdowns. What do you see different that maybe you hadn't seen previous years with this defense?
Well, I've always thought they were an excellent defense. Really, I think what's happened in the past is really irrelevant coming to this game. That's what we always talk about is learning from years past, but moving on and trying to be a better team. So it really is doesn't have a whole lot of bearing, but they are playing excellent fundamental defense right now. Their tackling is exceptional. I think that's one thing that just jumps out at you. You see Bailey and Williams tackling well, which is rare for a lot of corners to be excellent tacklers. And of course, their safeties are heavily involved, and probably 3 of the fastest linebackers as a group in the league. So, outstanding players is really what it's about, and they're playing well together as a unit.
Peyton, I guess because what's happened to your team in the past, you're probably as dissected as a 6-0 team could be. What about this team gives you hope that you can take that next step to the promised land, and what are some things you think your team might be lacking compared to some of the ones in recent years?
Well, I really haven't gotten into a comparative analysis of this team as compared to other years, and really not thinking too far ahead, to tell you the truth. I mean, that's one reason I think we've been successful in the regular season years past, because we truly have taken it one game at a time, which is the old boring cliche, but that's how you have to do it in this league, because there's so many good teams out there and so many good players. And so, when you're in the middle of the season and you got the Denver Broncos at Denver on the road as your next game, there's really nothing else to think about. But we're just trying to improve every single week. I mean, I guess the one heavily analyzed part of our offense this year has been our running game. When you lose a guy like Edgerrin James, who has just been, unbelievably vital and important to our offense, and just been an outstanding teammate for me and all the other guys, when you lose a guy like that, I understand, his replacement is going to be analyzed. But it's kind of been by committee with Dominic Rhodes and Joe Adai. We feel like we're improving in that area. Everybody's trying to kind of fill that void by blocking better, by running better pass patterns, and just trying to, believe it or not, trying to be better in the passing game to open up more of the running game. So, but we're trying to improve every single week. We're doing a good job of protecting the football, which is something we've done in years past, which is one of Coach Dungy's points of emphasis. And, you figure if you're protecting the ball and creating turnovers, your chances of winning are going to increase.
Peyton, you mentioned the Broncos safety, play of the safeties. League-wide, how have you seen that position evolve, and how much better overall is safety play now than when you came in?
Well, I think I've always thought it's kind of the middle linebacker maybe too, but that safety position is kind of that quarterback of the defense, and you better have 2 guys back there that are smart, that understand offenses and can get everybody kind of lined up. And they have 2 excellent safeties in Ferguson and Lynch. Obviously John Lynch is been one of the best in the NFL for a long time, a very, you know, cerebral guy that can obviously, you know, very physical in his tackling, but, you know, understands what's going on out there. Ferguson's very active in the run game, making a lot of plays, but there's some great safeties out there. I mean, you know, I feel fortunate to be able to call one of them my teammate in Bob Sanders. You know, he's a guy that, you know, I've even heard John Lynch talk about, you know, how impressed he is with the way Sanders plays, which is a great compliment coming from John. But, you know, you got Ed Reed, you got Polamalu. I think any team that has, you know, top-notch safeties is usually going to have a really good defense.
And you talked about the tackling of the Broncos' defense. One of the themes out here has been the, you know, that they haven't blitzed as much. What strikes you about the kind of discipline you've seen from them on film?
Well, I mean, that's just it. I guess they are a very disciplined unit. You know, I mean, you see guys communicating. You see guys in the right positions. You don't see guys, you know, out of place. You don't really see any mental mistakes. And, you know, to me, that's what you have to avoid, whether you're an offense or a defense, is missed assignments and having guys, you know, do the wrong thing. And it seems like they're very much on the same page, which is a credit to them playing so well.
And you guys have obviously ran that no-huddle offense for so long and ran it so well. Why are you guys so successful with the no-huddle offense?
That's just kind of what we've, you know, same thing. I think you're sort of answering the question for me each time. I think experience is your best teacher, and the more you do something, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we started sort of tinkering around with it, I guess it's maybe, you know, 6 years ago or so. And, you know, we always kind of had it in there if we if we got off to a slow start, you know, if we had a three and out, we'd say, wait, why don't we go no hole and just try to get the adrenaline pumping a little bit and try to get into a rhythm. And then so we scored a few touchdowns, and finally we said, well, why do we have to wait to go three and out twice? Why don't we just start the game that way? And we did that the next week, and, you know, I can't remember who we were playing, but put up some points. And so from that point on, we've just sort of stuck with it. But, you know, to me, just like a defense, it's not necessarily – you know, the plays you're running, you know, it's kind of how you execute. It's not whether you're huddling or not huddling. It's can you block them? Can you get open versus, you know, good coverage? Can you, you know, hit the receiver in stride? It still comes down to the execution, and that's really been one thing that we harp on, is trying to execute at a top level every single Sunday.
You surprised more teams don't run no huddle more often?
Well, it's... I think you got to have the right people to do it. You know, I mean, I think it takes some experience. You know, it takes your coordinator and your quarterback being on the same page, and it takes some very cerebral skill players. You know, and linemen. I mean, you know, you're making a lot of calls, and there's not a whole lot of time to think. And our linemen our linemen are hearing calls and making their calls, you know, late with the play clock. Receivers and tight ends and running backs have to be constantly, you know, be ready to adjust routes and be ready to hear the audibles. So you got to have the right kind of people to do it.
Peyton, I'll ask your favorite topic here. Do you strive to be the greatest quarterback? Do you want to be known that when you're done playing? And does it bother you that, you know, people say you have to win the Super Bowl to validate your legacy?
Yeah, I can't argue, or I'm not going to try to tell other people what they should think about me, or what they should write about me, or what I think, you know, a legacy should be. My goal, really coming into the NFL 9 years ago, I just felt very, very accountable and responsible to my team, you know, to my owner, to Jim Irsay, to Bill Polian, who drafted me, to, you know, Jim Moore, who was my head coach, who drafted me, and now Tony Dungy, and then to my teammates, that when they made me, you know, the top pick, I just felt very accountable to be the best player that I could be. I mean, to me, the worst question that sometimes the media asks these draft choices is, what are you going to do with your money now? I mean, to me, that's just the wrong question that we should be asking, but nevertheless, it gets asked. But I remember when somebody asked me that, so what are you going to do with this money you just made? And I said, well, I'm going to go earn it, you know, and that's really how I felt. I mean, and so that's sort of been what's driven me to be the best player I could be for my team, and to truly improve as a player from year one to year two to year three. And I can honestly say that I have become a better quarterback each year. You know, due to my off-season work, due to my film study, you know, and you really should be. I mean, experience is your best teacher, and you know, when you have 10 2-minute drills in year five, and you ought to be better because of that in year six. And I really try to draw on the experience I've had in years past, and I have pretty good recall of, you know, previous defenses and previous situations where I can kind of refer back to those, and hopefully that helps me, you know, be better the next time. So, you know, as far as where I fit in, you know, to other quarterbacks and comparisons, I don't know. I mean, to me, I still have the guys that I look up to as quarterbacks and the guys that I hold, you know, in high regard, and, you know, guys, of course, you know, right out there in Denver like Elway or Marino, and, you know, then, you know, of course, kind of my dad always said his favorite, you know, player growing up was Johnny Unitas, so it kind of goes in by generation. So, that's really all I want to do, is be the best player I can be, and maybe a consistent, but hopefully keep playing for a number of years. You know, I feel like I'm probably, you know, in the second half of my career, and just want to keep improving. And obviously, at the same time, our number one goal is to try to bring a championship back here to Indianapolis, and we haven't done that yet, and you can't argue with that fact, and we're trying to get that fixed this year, no question about it.
Mike Shanahan compared your career path to John Elway the other day, and how you get to ask the same questions about Super Bowls. Did you guys talk about that, the Pro Bowl at all? Have you thought about that, if you did?
We didn't really talk about that. You know, I've had a chance to be around John a few times. He actually, he and his son came down to me and my dad and my two brothers have a football camp every summer for high school kids, you know, quarterbacks and receivers, ninth graders through 12th graders. And John brought his son down to the camp, and John stayed around and, you know, spent some time with me and my dad and our coaches, which was great. It was a big thrill for all the campers to see John Elway down there. So I've had a chance to, you know, be around him. We've talked about things, but and hadn't got into too much detail about, you know, situations and whatnot. But you know, I always just admired the way that he played, the way that he, you know, just was a better player each year than he was the year before, and certainly proves that you know, you can win championships, you know, in the toward the end of your career.
What happened to Todd Helton's power?
I don't know. Well, we got to get the pitching fixed out there first. That's the first thing we got to get fixed. But I talked to Helton the other day. I asked if he was coming to the game. He sent me a text message back because he said he was in the deer stand with a bow in his hand right now, so he couldn't talk. So that sounds about right from Todd. If he's not taking batting practice, he's probably in a deer stand right now, and he'd probably shoot his mother-in-law if she had horns on her. So, but hopefully I get to see him on Sunday.
Payne, I'm not asking you to answer the great debate out here, but the Jay Cutler, Jake Plummer thing has been a big thing. Just want to ask you, from your experience, when you were younger, you were thrown out there right away, but you've seen, you know, over time, some of the Roethlisbergers and this year with Vince Young and those guys thrown in. Was that a good experience for you, getting thrown in that early? And do you think that's changed over your career, where maybe that isn't as big of a risk anymore?
Yeah, I think it kind of depends on the individual situation. For me, that was certainly what I thought was best, but also, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of time to think about it. I mean, I got drafted on Saturday in New York, and, you know, I did all the media interviews and got on a plane with our owner and flew back here to Indianapolis to meet with our coaches, and Jim Mora handed me a playbook, and he said, you're the starting quarterback, you know, go to work on it. So, you know, I didn't have much time to think about what I wanted to do. That was kind of what they told me, and that's what I went to work on. And obviously, I will say, you know, just from my personal experience, that was the best thing for me, to get in there and play, to see just how fast these defensive players were, to see just how much ground these corners can cover and how much speed they can make up. And there's no way that our team or that I would have had the improvement in my second year. You know, we went from 3-13 to 13-3 if I wouldn't have played as a rookie. There's no question about it, but there's some things that you just can't learn on the sidelines. At the same time, I think Jim Mora and Bill Polian Killian were somewhat prepared for me to struggle. I mean, obviously they didn't want me to struggle, but they knew that was possibly going to happen. And you know, I was the number one pick coming to the Colts. That when you're the number one pick, you're probably not going to a very good football team, and we weren't. And our record, you know, showed in that. But I made some big strides there, probably in that second half of the season, or in some fourth quarters of some games where I started to feel more confident and feel more comfortable, and I started to play better, even though we weren't winning many games. But I really kind of got it going in my second season. But, you know, the Broncos, in my opinion, are in a different situation. I mean, I think the Colts, that truly was somewhat of a rebuilding year. I mean, the Broncos, I don't ever see them being in rebuilding phase. I mean, their goal every year, just like ours, is to try to win a championship, and it's very realistic. And so, you know, Jake's a great competitor. I haven't seen a lot of their offense this year, but Jake's a buddy of mine, and I pull for him, you know, to play well and to stay healthy. I haven't, you know, Cutler, I've just kind of kept up with him through his career in the Southeastern Conference, and obviously, you know, he broke my heart when he beat my Volunteers last year, but, you know, obviously what he did, you know, playing at Vanderbilt and playing well against, you know, in my opinion, the top competition in the country says a lot about the kind of player he was, and that's why the Broncos drafted him. But, you know, as far as, you know, who should play, that's not for me to answer, but you know, for me, that was best for me to get in there and play. And I know Eli kind of felt the same way. He felt much more comfortable as he got in there and played as a rookie.